Mishnah Brura now finishes off Hilchos Shabbos, Chelek Gimel, by telling us that until now he basically explained all the Avos Melachos, and they told us, even the Shvusim, the Rabbans, Chazal told us for Siyag and for Gedder, everything that's been mentioned in Shulchan Aruch he explained, except for the Melacha of Haitzah, which can be explained in Shem and the next Simon, Sim Shemem Hei, and throughout the whole, or most of Chelek Dalad of Mishnah Brura. There are a few more Avos Melachos that are not mentioned directly in Shulchan Aruch, and therefore he's going to mention them and tell us some basic halachas that apply to them. Hamanafitz, someone who combs, Hatova, someone who spins, Mesech, also things that are involved in the weaving process, Arik Shnei Chutim, somebody who actually weaves two threads, Rabtsei Shnei Chutim, he splits two threads, separates them, we'll explain one at a time. He has now like a 7-point explanation. Number one, someone who combs wool or linen or anything that's direct to comb in order to make with it either strips of felt or to make threads out of it, or they would bang with a stick on the various fibers in order to make them into threads, in order that they could be spun with. All these things, they could be banging out in order to make into a thread that could be used for material. That's the malacha of menafitz. However, someone who bangs on pieces of pishton or canvas in order to get the pishton and the canvas out of the gevolim, that's chayim shemdosh, that's a different malacha. Base number two, that the shear for spinning, if someone spins thread a length of 4 tefachim, he's chayiv, whether he's spinning wool, again, or pishton or linen, or feathers, or hairs, or gidin, any type of thread. It can be done with a kli, or even spins it with his hands. We see the pasuk, b'yadav tavu, l'chach nashim chach m'slev, but the Mishkan, they do b'yadayim tavu, they spun with their hands. You see it's a derech to do with their hands also on the spindle. Someone who takes threads, and he spins them together, angidreit, he says, like he spins it together to make it into a thicker thread, he's chayim shetove, and the same thing, somebody who makes pieces of felt, that's also a told of Tev and his chayiv. Number three is some like Shtei Batanir and his chayiv. It's like a setup of the loom. The loom is what they used to do the sewing on, the ariga, the weaving on. And someone who sets up two pieces of the loom is chayiv for it. Some makes a nafa kvara, it's like a sifter. We had this in the Simon of a bur, it's a machine test. A sifter or a sieve or a basket, a wicker basket, anything like that you can go through different holes. Same applies if he weaves like a bed. Whether it was the shiplong, like the mattress back then, there was like shes in air, there was lengthwise and widthwise, there was thicker rope. And somebody who weaves that is also a told of ois anirin. Similar to setting up the loom, if he makes two pieces, is chayiv. Dalad, the derech of the argon, the people who weave, is that they pull on the threads in the beginning in order to make sure it's taut, make sure it's tight. But the oirech of the reichov, you have two people pulling on the string at the two ends, the thread at two ends, you have somebody standing in the middle who's banging with a stick on it, to make sure it's fully taut, till you have full length strong strings that you can use for weaving. So that's also included in Ariga, and that's actually called Mesach. And then when you start doing the Shasi and mixing them, the air of the Shasi actually, that's the one that's actually the Urig, that's the one that's doing the weaving. And the Mesach, the one that's standing up, and the Urig, the one that's the weaving. Hey, the Mesach is Chayiv, and the person who bangs on the threads in order to separate them, in order that they should be weavable, is also a told of Mesach. Somebody's bedactic the threads and separates them by Eis Ariga, that's where it's told of Urig. Vav number six, somebody weaves, whether with beged or with sticks or anything he does in order to weave, is going to be chayiv. Somebody who spins together the threads in order to put them together is also going to be also going to be chayiv. But it's talking about over here, like hair or threads that are betolish, as opposed to if it's the hair of a person's head and somebody weaves it together or twists it together, that's not erig. The derech hariga is not to be done when something's mechubar to the rosh, mechubar to the other person. Also, it's not set with a scam, it's not going to last, so it can't be isidorized anyway. But there will still be a serum involved in making braids and taking out braids of person's hair. We had in the past, that's to do with malachas boina. Does not have to do with the seven malachas of Arigo. It has to do with the different seven malachas, to do with boina of a seiser. Zion, somebody who separates, but seyesh ne chutim, he separates from the shasti, from the eruv, he separates chutim, it's the opposite of Arigo, so he'll be chayiv for patseya. And the mishpur runs off, at the roof, he saw the ishnag, says, be careful. When they chutim afrodim separate threads to put on the maka, and they take a beged and they separate them into malacha deraisa. This could be applicable nowadays with putting stitches or taking out stitches. Just since stitches are done on the human person's body, directly on the body, it's not the shalav boina v'seiser, but the same type of an idea. This is the end of Hilchos Shabbos. M'shem and Shimon Hei will begin the malacha of Haitzah, which the Mishpura say left off because the Mechaber is going to explain over there, and from there begins all the halachas of Haitzah and Erevin.